culmination. Amen.
奉耶稣的名，也就是那个在他里面有万事的终了的。Amen.
Have you ever been at a point in your life where you're asking the question, "Is it worth it?"
如果你是不是有在人生当中遇到这样的事情，然后你会说，值得吗
？The business of life.
人生的忙碌。
The many hours that you put at work.
你工作很长的时间。
The running around from one place to another for the children.
为了你的孩子到处奔波。
The hours of studying for a better future.
然后你花很多的时间学习，让自己有个更好的未来。
Dragging yourself out of bed early on a Sunday morning.
在星期天的早上，然后把自己拖起来，早早的起床。
Giving yourself up for the cause of the family.
为了家庭的缘故，牺牲自己。
All of these things.
所有的这一切。
Is it worth it?
这值得吗？
I suppose there might be varied answers to that question.
我想这个问题可能有不同的答案。
Some might answer with a resounding yes, and there might be different reasons for it.
然后有一些人可能就会回答的说是，然后有后面背后有不同的原因。
While others might answer no.
有一些人可能会回答不。
Life is not worth living.
生活没有意义。
To those that answer no.I hope that as we dive into the scriptures today, you will find an answer to make life worth living.
对那些答案是不的那些人，我希望如果我们可以今天看这些圣经的话，你可以找到生命继续的理由。
This is my earnest prayer for you.
这是我对你们真切的祷告。
But to those that answer this question with a yes.
对于那些回答说是的人。
I want to challenge you.
我希望可以挑战你。
Because although you might have answered yes.To whether life is worth living.
虽然你对这个问题就是生命是不是有意义，这个问题的答案是是。
Not all of these answers are equally fundamental.
并不是所有的答案都是同样的根本的。
Recently, I heard an illustration, about this.
我刚听到这样的一个例子。
The illustration shows us that there might be answers that are equally true.But not both equally fundamental.
这个就是说，我们可能有很多的答案，他们都是同样的是真的，但是并不是所有的都是根本的答案。
For instance, if you ask a child, your own child, "Hey, buddy, where did you get your really nice deep blue eyes?"
然后有可能你就会问自己的小孩说，哈啊，小朋友，你说你是从哪有这么漂亮的深蓝眼睛的呢
？The child might, with conviction, answer.God.
然后这个孩子他就很坚定地说是神。
But if you ask the same question to a biology student,
但是如果你把同样的问题问一个生物的学生的话，
Where do people get their deep blue eyes?
人是怎么会有深蓝色的眼睛呢？
The biology student would probably answer that although both mom and dad both do not have deep blue eyes, both were carrying the necessary recessive genes.That happily combined, to give me my DNA, that's why I have deep blue eyes.
然后那个生物学的学生就会说啊，那个虽然爸爸妈妈都没有蓝的眼睛，但他们肯定有隐性的基因，就好结合在一起产生了这样的 DNA， 于是我就有了蓝的眼睛。
Which answer would be truer?
哪个回答是更真实的呢
？Both answers are equally true.
两个都是。
However.Which answer is more fundamental?
但是哪个答案更加的根本
？Another question.
另一个问题。
What caused the destruction of the southern kingdom of Judah in 587 BC?
那个南国犹大国，它在公元前587年，它毁灭了是什么原因呢
？Answers could vary from the rise of the Babylonian superpower.
然后有不同的回答的那个回答，一个就是说巴比伦的兴起。
The decline and decay of the Davidic dynasty.
然后那个大卫王国的衰败。
The sins of the people that attracted God's judgment towards them.
人民犯罪导致了神要惩罚他们。
Or one could answer, God did it.
也有人说就是神做的。
Which answer is truer?
哪个回答是更真实的呢
？They are equally true.
他们都是同样真实的。
Which answer is more fundamental?
哪个回答是更加根本的呢
？What about the suffering of Job?
那约伯是为什么会受苦呢
？The bands of the Sabaeans and the Chaldeans running off with his cattle and property.
那些示巴人还有那些加勒底人把他的牛群都抢跑了。
The natural elements killing his children.
自然灾害把他的孩子都杀掉了。
Bereavement.
于是就有痛苦。
Loss of health.
然后失去了健康。
A nagging wife.
还有太太在那里唠唠叨叨。
Or could you say the devil did it?
或者说是魔鬼做的吗？
Or could you say God did it?
或者是神做的吗？
Which answer is truer?
哪个是更真实的呢？
Which answer is more fundamental?
哪个回答是更加根本的呢？
Now this illustration that I heard from somebody illustrates the point that we probably all are living our lives for basically true answers.
这个我从别人那里听来的这个例子呢，说明我们每个人生活可能都是为了一些真实的，然后有意义的事情。
But how you answer is worth like living might not be answered in a basic fundamental sense.
但是你回答我的生活是不是有意义的呢？这可能不是基于一个非常的根本的一个基础上。
Let me give you why we're for a Christian, life is worth living.
让我告诉你们，为什么对于基督徒来说，生命是有意义的。
In the text that we just read, John is describing a fundamental, a basic future for all people.
我们刚才读的那些经文，约翰在这里描述了一个对于所有的人都非常根本的一个未来。
So we're going to be transported into the future.
然后，所以我们现在就要回到未来。
Except this is not fantasy.
这个不是一个幻想。
This is reality.
这是现实。
This is our future as human beings.
这是我们作为人类的未来。
As one author said, you cannot know what to do effectively without knowing where you are going.
正如一个作者这么说到，你如果不知道要去哪里的话，就不能很有效的做事情。
And so I'm going to give you this John's vision of what our future is.
所以我在这里要给你们看约翰的意象，未来究竟是什么样子的。
To make life worth living today.
让我们在今日知道生活是有意义的。
So this text gives us a clear description of where we are going as Christians so as to know where to invest our time in today.
这个经文告诉我们，我们作为基督徒要去向哪里，然后让我们知道在今日我们在哪里要花上我们的时间。
And so this is my hope that as I give you this future plan, that it will help us, it will encourage us for those who are going through difficult times.
然后我现在希望就是让我们知道未来的计划是什么样子的时候，我们在今日受苦的那些人知道该怎样活。
For those that are kind of lost their way, I'm hoping that this sermon will bring them back.
对那些失丧的人，我希望这个讲道可以把他们重新带回来。
For those that are struggling either with sin or with relationships, I'm hoping that this sermon will mend it for you.
当那些正在挣扎，无论是为什么挣扎，可能是为关系的挣扎，或者是因为罪的挣扎，罪而挣扎，我希望它可以来弥补你。
The outline is simple.
这个大纲非常的简单。
Verse 1 of chapter 21 gives us a building future building plans.
第二十一章的第一节告诉我们建筑的蓝图。
Chapter 21 verse 2 gives us the new city of the future.
第二节告诉我们是未来的那个新城。
Chapter 21 verse 3 gives us a social future for all Christians.
然后第三节告诉我们未来的社会是所有基督徒的未来的社会。
Chapter 21 verse 4 through 6A gives us the reason the Christians have a bright future.
然后第四节到第六节的上半节告诉我们，为什么我们会有一个美好的未来。
And then finally, chapter 21, verse 6b through 8 gives us the final justice, the final culmination.
然后第六章的下半节到第八节，第六节的下半节到第八节，然后告诉我们最后的公义。
Read with me then the first verse.
让我们一起来读第一节。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
This phrase, then I saw, is actually a technical phrase in the book of Revelation.
这个我又看见其实是一个非常重要的一个单词，在那个启示录里面。
It is technical because it shows the chronology of events.
它是一个特有的名词，因为它告诉我们一系列事情的发生。
And so prior to this new heaven and new earth, there are some events that transpired.
然后在这个新天新地之前呢，已经有一些事情发生了。
And so these are real chronological historical events.
这些是真的在历史将要在历史上发生的一系列的事情。
So before this event takes place, we see that there's a judgment before the great white throne.
在这个新这个发生之前，我们看到白色大宝座上的审判。
Before this great white throne judgment, Satan gets defeated forever, and he's banished with his evil angels.
然后在白色大宝座之前呢，撒旦已经被打败了，他被永远的逐出去了。
Before that, there's a 1,000-year millennial reign in the nation with the nation of Israel.
然后呢，在这个之前呢，又有那个千禧年的王国是在以色列里面的。
Now before that, there's the coming of Christ on a great white horse to take everything that belongs to him.
在这个之前呢，然后又是耶稣基督骑着白马来临，把一切的东西都收到他的下面。
Before that, there's the marriage supper of the Lamb, where Christians are invited. You're on the VIP list of God Himself and are sitting at the feast of the marriage supper of the Lamb.
然后在这个之前呢，又有那个羊羔的婚宴我们基督徒呢，在那个神的贵宾的那个幕上面，然后我们就与神一起来吃饭。
So all these events have transpired, and then finally we get to the creation of the new heaven and the new earth.
当这一些事情都一件一件的展开之后呢，我们就来到了这个新天和新地。
When he says the new heaven and the new earth is what he saw,He means that the old heaven and the old earth, as we know it, are going to pass away.
当他说到这个新天新地将要来临的时候呢，就说这个旧的旧的天和旧的地，就是我们现在所在的将要过去。
By using the word new, John is saying that the new heaven and the new earth are superior than the old heaven and old earth in terms of quality.
当他说新天和新地的时候，是说他在质量上比那个原来的旧天和旧地要高。
Think about the amazing wonders of our current world.
让我们看一下这里的奇观。
The grandeur of Niagara Falls.
尼亚加拉大瀑布的雄壮。
The mountains of Montana.
蒙大拿的群山。
The jungles of the Amazon.
亚马逊的丛林。
All these amazing natural wonders pale in comparison to the new earth.
这些自然的奇观纵然是非常好的，但是在这个新天和新地的相比就相形见绌了。
One pastor says there will come a new heaven.
有一个新的天。
Heaven with no more tempests.
再也没有风暴。
Heaven with no more storms.
再也没有暴风雨。
No more fierce winds.
没有狂风。
No more thunder.
没有雷电。
No more rain.
没有雨。
No more demons and devils roaming around.
再也没有魔鬼到处的游行。
And there will be a new earth with no miseries of godlessness.
再也没有不敬虔的人。
No longer smarting under the curse.
再也没有咒诅。
And the earth whose forever hills will flow with holiness and the river of salvation and whose eternal valleys know only the peace of the paradise of God.
在他那个永恒的山上流淌的是圣洁和拯救的河流在他不朽的山谷里只有神天堂的和平。
Interestingly, the new heaven and new earth do not have a sea.
然后很有意思就是在这个新天新地里面没有海。
There is no water, H2O, as we know it, in the new heaven and new earth.
在这个新天新地里面没有那个叫做氧化氢的东西。
All our world today, our earth today, is indebted for its existence to water.
我们在这个整个世界，然后真的是归功于水。
But in the new heaven and new earth, we don't have water bodies.
但是在这个新天和新地里面，我们没有大的水。
In fact, what we have is God giving the water of life.
然后我们有的是神给我们生命的水。
God Himself.Will be our source of life.
神他自己会是我们生命的源泉。
And then in verse 2,
在第二节里面
there's the spectacle of the holy city, New Jerusalem, he calls it, coming down out of heaven from God.
在有圣城新耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降。
So just imagine this.
我们想一下。
If you are a Christian, you're actually with God at this point in time in history.
如果你是基督徒的话，在这个时候，你已经和神在一起了。
And He's already built this fantastic city.Called the New Jerusalem.
然后他已经建造了这个不可思议的城市，叫做新耶路撒冷。
And at this point in history, we are going to come along with God down with the new city onto the new earth.
然后我们在这个时候呢，就会与神一起，从这个城一起降下，来到了这个新的地上。
Two observations concerning this city.
这个城有两个事情。
It is a holy city.
这是一个圣城。
The word holy in the New Testament.Means it's set apart.
在这个在新约当中，在这个约当中，圣这个词是分别。
It means it is distinct from anything that has been polluted.
它是与那些已经受污染的东西截然分开的。
This holy city is free from evil.
它没有罪。
It's free from evildoers.
没有罪人。
This city does not have any sin at all.
它根本没有罪。
No crime.
没有犯罪。
No law enforcement officers.
没有执法人员。
No hospitals.
没有医院。
No teachers.
也没有老师。
All because this city has no crime at all.
因为这个罪是完全没有。
No death or sickness.
这个城市没有任何的罪恶，然后也没有任何的疾病或者是死亡。
And we're professionally going to be learning from the master, not from Pastor Eden.
然后我们就要从那个主人那边去学习，不是从伊达牧师这边学习。
And this holy city is going to come from down, from up to down.
然后这个城市是从天而降的。
You know, I'm from Mumbai city.
我是从孟买来的。
And I have a pretty positive outlook of my city.
然后我对我的城市有非常好的一个印象。
I think it's the best city in the world.
我觉得它是世上最好的城市。
Ann Arbor doesn't even compare.
安娜堡根本无法与之相比。
All right.But you know, when a foreigner goes to Mumbai city, they have a different perspective.
但是如果一个外国人来到孟买城市的话，他可能会想法不同。
They notice the slums.
他看到贫民窟。
They notice the stench.
他闻到那个味道。
They notice the pollution.
他看到那个污染。
They notice the overcrowding people everywhere.
看到好多地，所有的地方都挤满了人。
They notice the potholes on the road.
他看到地上坑坑洼洼。
They notice the cows sitting on the middle of the highway.
他看到牛坐在那个高速路的旁边。
And so my perspective of Mumbai is different from what maybe your perspective of Mumbai.
所以我看这座孟买这座城市，可能与你看孟买这座城市是不一样的。
And you might say my perspective is right, and I might say.Who cares? I love Mumbai.
然后你可能说我看孟买是对的，但是我说我才不管呢，我爱这个城市。
But the New Jerusalem.
但是这个新耶路撒冷。
Nothing compares.
没有任何可以与它相比。
Even a city as good as Taichung doesn't compare to the New Jerusalem.
A city like
Shanghai or Beijing or any city you know, it doesn't compare to the New Jerusalem, brothers and sisters.
Thank you so much. I'm from Shanghai. But,
Its grandeur is unimaginable. Because the chief architect is God.
因为那个大建筑师是神自己。
He built the city.
他建了这座城市。
It's there waiting for us today.
他就在那儿，然后等着我们。
And it's going to come down one day.
他有一天会降下。
Man, I'm getting excited.
然后我真的好激动。
And so he also gives another qualification for this new city.
然后他也给了我们另一个这个城市的特征。
It's prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
他就像一个新妇，装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
You know, an interesting observation.
有一个很有意思的观察。
That Greek word that we translate in English adorned.
那个希腊文，然后被翻译成那个装饰。
Is actually where we get our word cosmetics from.
然后它其实就是我们化妆品的这个词的来源。
Ladies who are married, you know when you got married, you put on all these cosmetics.
然后那些那个女士们，你们知道你们放上那些那么多的化妆品。
To make yourself look beautiful and pretty for the occasion of marriage.
然后你们让自己在婚礼的时候看上去非常的美丽。
Well, this new Jerusalem is adorned beyond belief with God's adoration himself.
然后这个新耶路撒冷，然后就是他装饰的，真的是超乎人的想象，因为是神自己来装饰他。
Look at verse 3.
我们看第三节。
The social future.
这个社会的未来。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne.
我听有大声音从宝座出来。
Now there's debate about this.
这个there's a bit about 这个有。
Who is sitting on this throne? There's a debate.
是谁坐在这个宝座上面呢？这个大家在争论。
Is it Jesus?
是耶稣吗？
Is it God the Father?
是父神吗？
Whatever the case may be, this voice is a loud voice.
无论是谁，这个都是一个大的声音。
It's a voice of authority.
这是有权威的声音。
And he's saying something.
他在说一些事情。
Why is he saying it loudly?
他为什么要大声说呢？
Because he wants us to listen.
因为他想让我们听。
You know, sometimes that's the best way to get your attention, isn't it?
所以有的时候这就是最好可以让你注意的方法，是不是？
Husband, your wife might have an attention getter for you, right?
然后那个丈夫们是不是妻子就需要这样子一个声音从你那里来？
My wife and I have something like that.
我和我太太之间就有一些这样的事情。
Yeah, she'll say, honey, can you do this for me?
然后她会说，亲爱的，你可以帮我做这个吗？
Don't
然后我就不在意。
Babe, would you do this for me?
然后她说，宝贝儿，你可以帮我做这个吗？
Don't pay attention.
我也还没有在意。
But when she says Ida,
然后但她说 Ida,
my antennas are up.
然后我的天线就在那儿竖起来了。
And something's going on that I have to pay attention to.
然后这个有些事情要发生，我必须要注意。
So next time you hear my wife say Ida, you'll probably find me close to her somewhere, okay?
然后如果你有天就听见我的妻子说 Ida 的时候，你可能就会。
So this loud voice is an attention grabber.
然后这个大声音是让我们注意。
And this is what he said.
这是他说的。
Behold.
看呢。
Behold doesn't mean, you know, just see.
那个看呢，并不只是说你们来瞧一眼，或者是看一眼。
Or watch, just watch.
嗯哼，或者只是旁观。
He's saying, pay attention.
他说是请注意了。
To what?
要对什么注意呢？
The dwelling place of God is with man.
他要与人同住。
This New Jerusalem.
这个新耶路撒冷。
It has a very special resident.
它有一个非常特别的一个住客。
The special resident is God himself.
这个居民就是神他自己。
And the word dwell.
这个居住。
Is taken actually from Exodus where there was this tabernacle. You remember that?
然后它其实是从出埃及记来的，有帐幕。
Where there was the whole presence of God.
神就在那里居住。
He's saying, pay attention. God is your co-resider.
然后他就是说来注意了，你神是这里跟你一起住的。
And then he further elaborates.
他接着就继续说。
He will dwell with them.
他要与人同住。
In the Israel, he only dwelt with Israel.
在以色列他只是和以色列人
民同住。He was Israel's God in Israel.
他只是以色列人的神。
But when he says he will dwell with them.
但是他说他要与他们同住的时候，那个他们
with that plural word them,
那个是复数他们。
He's saying, you know what, Joshua, I'm going to be dwelling with you, my friend.
然后他说 Joshua, 我要和你我的朋友一起来住。
You know what, brother George, I'm going to be dwelling with you.
George 弟兄，我要和你一起住。
I don't care what your background is.
我不管你的背景是什么。
I don't care what your socioeconomic status is.
我不管你的社会经济地位是什么。
I don't care what your sins are because I paid for them.
也不管你以前
是多亏了。I don't care what your struggles are.
也不那个罪已经偿付了，我也不管你有什么挣扎。
I will dwell with you.
我要与你同住。
And you will dwell with me.
你也要与我同住。
And it will be a perfect existence.
然后我们会非常的完美的住在一起。
He further elaborates.
他接下来又继续的解释。
And they will be his people.
他们要做他的子民。
Brothers and sisters, We are the people of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是神的子民。
We are not just citizens of America.
我们不光是美国的国民。
We are not just people that belong to a country club.
我们不光是我们国家的国民。
We are not just normal citizens going about our business.
我们不光是那个只是自己来忙碌的。
We are citizens of heaven.
我们是天国的子民。
And we are people of God.
我们是神的人。
He goes on to say.
他接下来说。
And God Himself will be with them as their God.
神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
You know, when you take out whatever source of light, let's say we have a lamp, and you take it out of the source of light.
如果你有灯，一个灯，然后你把它的灯芯给抽了。
You stop supplying electricity to it.
然后你就不再给它供电。
And it doesn't function the way it's supposed to.
它就不会在这个按照它所设计的去工作。
So you know, if you don't plug in your lamp, it won't produce light.
如果你不把灯插上电的话，它是不会发光的。
You know, God made us so we can be connected to Him.
神是这样造的，让我们可以与他联合。
But what sin did is that it unplugged us from God.
罪所做的就是把我们与神那个开关给拔掉了。
And in this unplugged state, we're trying to find meaning, and we're trying to find purpose, and we're trying to find resolution while being unplugged from God.
我们在与神隔绝的时候，我们就开始来找生命的意义。我们为什么会存在？
But in the New Jerusalem,
在新耶路撒冷，
we'll be fully plugged into God.
我们会与神完全的结合。
We will not lose the signal. Hello. No losing signal.
我们不会再失去信号。
We will be in tune with God with full bars.
我们会有满格的信息，然后与神同步。
The New Jerusalem.
这就是新耶路撒冷。
God will be our God.
神会是我们的神。
You know, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to stop here. But brothers and sisters, I want to apply this to us.
我要把这个运用到我们身上。
This spectacular future, maybe we're thinking, oh, it's in the future. It doesn't really matter to us.
这个非常盛大的未来，也许你会说这是在以后的事情，可能与我们无关。
It's not significant for us today.
这个对我们今天没有什么意义啊。
Can I say that when we have a heavenly perspective, living here on earth becomes a little easier?
我可以这么说吗？当我们有一个永恒的在那里的憧憬的话，我们在地上的生活就会更加容易。
I am sure that if you are a Christian, you had that moment where you have sensed the presence of God. And it was as if though you were walking closely with God.
我可以这样说吗？我们在作为基督徒的时候，你是不是有的时候就会觉得神真的与我们同在，我们与他一起肩并肩的走。
I'm sure there's been a presence in your life of God where it's been overwhelming, and all you can do is just cry because it's so overwhelming.
然后有的时候是不是已经被完全的包围了，然后你做的只能是哭，因为已经完全的被神降服了。
I had appendicitis as a young man.
我在小年轻的时候有那个阑尾炎。
And I would be writhing in pain.
然后我就在那里非常的痛苦。
We couldn't figure out why, you know, there was such pain in my stomach.
我不知道为什么我当时肚子那么疼。
I'd be yelling, "Oh God, what is going on?"
然后我就会向神呼喊说，神呐，发生什么事了？
I'd be in the fetal position, just yelling, "Ah!"
然后我就在那里不停的叫着。
At that moment, my mother.
然后在那个时候，我的妈妈。
She would come in.
她来。
And she would just hold me.
然后她就抓着我。
And she would pray to God.
然后她会向神祷告。
God.
神呐。
Please heal my son.
求您来医治他。
Please heal him from whatever he's hurting from.
求您来医治他，无论他受的是什么伤。
Even as a 13-year-old, I felt the presence of God.
然后就算我当时只有13岁，我还是能感到神的同在。
And even during my suffering,
就算在我的苦难当中，
there was a sense that this wasn't it.
然后我也知道这不是那个。
Have you experienced God?
你有这样的经历吗？
Have you experienced God?
你有没有经历过神呢？
This intimacy,
这个亲密。
This closeness,
这个亲密无间。
This attuneness,
这个与神合拍。
You can have it.
你可以有的。
Do you want it?
你想要吗？
Some of us don't want God.
有一些人不想要神。
And he's not going to force himself on you.
他不会。
But can I urge you, my friends?
但是我可以劝勉你吗，我的朋友们？
That's what you need.
这是你所需要的。
You need God.
你需要神。
To make sense of the evil.
让罪恶变得能够了解。
To make sense of the complexity that we live in.
能让我们所处的纷繁的世界对我们来说可以理解。
You need God.
你需要神。
If you're far away from God.
如果你远离神。
He's near you.
他就在你眼前。
He says, I will draw near to them if they draw near to me.
他说我会来到你面前，如果你靠近我的。
In the New Jerusalem, he's never going to leave.
在新耶路撒冷，他永远不会离开。
He's going to be there forever.
他会永远的在那里。
But even today, you can experience.
但就在今天，你也可以经历神。
Do you want it?
你想要吗？
Let's close our eyes.
让我们闭上眼睛。
Bow our heads.
低下头。
Very few of us have probably experienced this closeness, this attuneness with God.
我们可能中间没有很多的人与神这样子亲近过，这样子合拍过。
That's a sad reality.
这是一个很不幸的现实。
May I encourage you?
我要来鼓励你。
You can have a real presence of God. Today.
你今天就可以与神同在。
Just like the New Jerusalem, you can have this today.
就像在耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷一样，你今天就可以有。
You have an exciting and awesome future, but your present is equally exciting.
你在将来有一个非常美好的未来，但是你的现在也是同样重要的。
Is God your God?
神是你的神吗？
Or are you your God?
还是你是自己的神呢？
Some of us want to have a relationship with God based on our own desires.
有一些人凭着己意想与神有一个关系。
We don't like anybody telling us what to do.
我们不想让任何人告诉我们去做什么。
Even if it's God.
就算神也不可以。
But may I, friend, just encourage you?
但是我可以这样子鼓励你吗？
You will be lost.Unless you are attuned with God.
除非你与神合拍，否则你就会失落。
He wants to dwell with you.
他想和你一起同住。
May you dwell with him.
让你和他一起同住吧。
Oh God.
天父。
Thank you for the New Jerusalem.
感谢您为了新耶路撒冷。
Thank you that.In the eternal state, we will never deal with sin anymore.
感谢您在那个永恒的国度里面，我们不会再有罪。
Thank you that we will never stray away from you.
我们再也不会远离你。
Thank you that you will be our God.
感谢您做我们的神。
And we will be your people.
我们做你的子民。
Thank you that we will have a peaceful existence for eternity.
感谢您在永恒里面，我们将有一个平安的生活。
Most importantly, thank you that we will have the very presence of God among us.
最主要的是感谢您让我们有这样子一个神。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, announcements.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们谢谢伊达牧师带给我们的信息。
Thanks to Pastor Eder for the wonderful message.
那么愿这个启示录二十一章这样一个新天新地的这样一个的启示继续向我们来开启。
May this revelation of this chapter, the revelation of the 21st, be a revelation to us and keep us moving.